It's Thursday, August 15th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Boko Haram is a major terrorist force across African countries like Niger, Chad, Nigeria, and Cameroon, perpetrating violence, kidnapping, robbery, and terror. This year alone, the Islamic group kidnapped nearly one person a day in Niger, reports International Christian Concern. At the end of last month, persecution watchdog group Open Doors USA called on the Nigerian government to investigate unconfirmed reports that Christian Nigerian girl Leah Sheribu had been killed by extremists. 16-year-old Leah has been in Boko Haram captivity since February of 2018 for refusing to renounce her faith in Christ. Please pray for her and all those in the region persecuted for simply following Jesus. The Church of Jesus Christ continues to grow throughout the earth. Over a century ago, most of the world's Christians were in America and Europe, and most Christian missionaries were also sent from the West. Meanwhile, only about 6% of Christians were from Africa and Asia. Now, however, over a third of Christians hail from Africa or Asia. And Pew Research projects Africa will be the most Christian-populated continent in the next 40 years. Not only that, the Global South is becoming a major mission sending force, according to the World Christian Database by Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary. Between 2010 and 2015, African missionaries increased by 32%, and Korean missionaries increased by 50%. Isaiah 9, verse 7 says of Christ, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." Scientists are testing several new drugs to treat Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa, and the research shows 90% of people treated with the most effective drug can survive if treated early enough. On Tuesday, two people were released from a treatment center in Goma, East Congo, after being cured of Ebola with the experimental drugs. Health officials say everyone with Ebola in the country will be treated with the new drugs. On August 1st, President Donald Trump announced a 10% tariff hike on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods to go into effect on September 1st. Christian publishers are thankful, though, that the Bible is exempted from the tariff, as China is, ironically enough, the world's largest Bible publisher. Christian publishers in the U.S. had warned that the tariff would have made some Bible translations too costly to produce. As Philadelphia police were serving a narcotics warrant around 4:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon, the suspect opened fire with a long rifle, shooting at least six officers during the gun battle. Police Commissioner Richard Ross Jr. explained what happened on CBS's Philadelphia affiliate, Channel 3.
Officers were serving a narcotics warrant in a house in the 3600 block of North 15th Street. They had already entered the premises and got towards the rear in the kitchen area when gunfire erupted. The shooter fired multiple rounds. Officers returned fire, many of whom who had to escape through windows and doors to get from a barrage of bullets. There are six police officers who were struck by gunfire. Thankfully, all of them are in stable condition. They were struck throughout their body, got an officer shot in the arms. Fortunately, everybody's going to be okay. Having been at that scene for the last couple of hours, trying to talk to this male, he continues to fire rounds out of the window, so this situation is in no way resolved.
As of the Worldview's deadline, the Philadelphia gunman remains armed inside the house. Please pray for a peaceful outcome there. Kentucky Republican Governor Matt Bevin signed a fetal heartbeat bill into law last Thursday, banning the murder of unborn babies after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Three other anti-abortion laws were also signed the same day. The Chemical Abortion Reporting Act requires physicians to inform patients of reversal medication abortions. The Human Rights of the Unborn Child and Anti-Discrimination Act bans abortions on babies based on sex, race, or disability. And House Bill 148 would ban all abortions in the state in the case of Roe v. Wade being overturned. Mayor Alfonso Cerulli of Barnegat, New Jersey, spoke out on Tuesday against a recent state law requiring public schools to teach children about contributions of people committed to sexual perversions in American history. Isaiah 10, verse 1 says, Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees, and the writers who keep writing oppression.
No group has a right to force others to comply with their beliefs, deprive them of their First Amendment rights, and strip the rights of parents of how to morally raise their children.
Cerulli described homosexual activism as, quote, an affront to Almighty God, end quote, and that it was his duty to protect the people. He said, quote, now is the time for the righteous to stand up for their rights, end quote. You can send Mayor Cerulli an email of gratitude to acerulli@barnegat.net. We have the email listed in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 800 points yesterday, or about 3%, its worst day of the year, along with two major U.S. indices as recession signals intensified. Economic data from countries like Germany, the U.K., Argentina, and China also signals slowing growth internationally. And finally, in January 2000, current Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy met with his father and founder of the company, S. Truett Cathy, about carrying on the Christian values of Chick-fil-A. Dan pledged, along with his siblings Bubba and Trudy, to, quote, be faithful to Christ's lordship in our lives. As committed Christians, we will live a life of selfless devotion to his calling in our lives, end quote. The covenant also included the company remaining closed on Sundays. Dan has been true to his promise after taking over the company in 2013. The company's annual revenue in 2000 was $1 billion. This year, Chick-fil-A hit $10.5 billion. God said in 1 Samuel 2, verse 30, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, August 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.